Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah. Woo! Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up, bump the speakers loud.
Get ready.
It's about to go down right now. On the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth, turning up for life. On the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth, turning up for Christ. This is Eminem radio.
Everybody, my name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. That's right, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. What's up, fam? Shout out to everybody who has always been rocking with the Eminem Live Radio family from day one. But welcome everybody who is just now joining in on the family reunion. And guess who I'm introducing? My girl Mia. What's going on, girl?
What's good, Misa? What's going on, everybody? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls right here on, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. Now listen, let's go ahead and get this party started. Now, of course, you guys already know your girls love us on Fridays. Now, not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to go in and blow up our notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So with all that being said and done, here's a huge shout out to @Leo_Bordeaux on Instagram. Listen, if you want to be next week's follower Friday, listen up. I'm going to let you know how you can do so. Make sure you're following your girls on social media, on Instagram and particular at MM Live Radio. Be the first to shout us out or blow up our notifications, and you, my friend, could be next week's Follow Friday.
You know how we do this. Hashtag too many hashtags, where we give all things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags. Tell somebody that your favorite segment is going up in about 8 minutes, man. Your hashtags are on the way.
And today we have a very special guest on the air with us. 4 Against 5 recording artist Ty Brazel will be stopping by to talk about side B of his new album, Destined for Greatness. You do not want to miss it.
And we don't stop. Stay close. We have your dose of encouragement not too far, as my girl Mia will be dropping her 1 minute inspiration.
And listen, man, we got a great conversation today. It's all based off of the current event of the government shutdown that we're currently still in right now. So this is this week's conversation. While the government is shut down, people with government jobs are not receiving pay. But once the shutdown ends, they will be compensated for the time they work. Knowing that you will be paid for the time you work during the government shutdown once it's over, if you had a government job right now, would you call in sick or do the bare minimum while working? Let us know what you're thinking on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. Add us in the tweet or comment so we can see you. But Misa, let's go ahead and get into some music. Listen, Hot Tracks off the rack last week was popping. It was lit, man. And listen, this was one song that actually I really liked a lot. So we thought we could play it again this week on Eminem Live Radio. Here is C'est La Vie by Soulbox. Then we got hashtag too many hashtags, this week's current topics. Keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
I've been going through changes lately. It's a mad thing. This love got me feeling wavy. Something's happening. I don't want expensive things, Gucci gang or diamond rings. My perception shifted lately, yeah.
C'est la vie, c'est la vie. I'm content just doing me. Used to be on a preps on the street. Now walk past J's like I ain't got feet. C'est la vie, c'est la vie. I'm content just doing me. Used to be vexed if you stepped on my white Nikes, but now I'm like c'est la vie, ay.
You turn my world right upside down. Before, I no longer care about. I feel my life with fancy things. Those possessions will possess you and become your everything. Now I.
Giving it up, nah, 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 nah. That's what I'm all about.
No private jets or designer crepes, cause I love my lifestyle, I'm content. But the fine brother Nike, so the way I dress, you got me feeling like Bruno, hashtag bless. The thing I focus on isn't what I possess, an obsession but possession ain't what I express. I'm not after Pete, cause I found my peace, and I am who I am and I'm proud to be.
It's no longer my goal. It's pure materialism, and that ain't good for your soul. No, no.
I'm so caught up in your love. Your love.
C'est la vie, c'est la vie. I was blind, but now I see. Was defined by the lies of the high street. Now that ain't got a hold on me. Now
man, I'm gonna let you know what time it is right here, right now. It's time for hashtag too many hashtags, where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtag.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go in on the hashtags. This segment right here is called hashtag too many hashtags, where we give you guys all things trending, all things current through the use of hashtags. Hashtag eat like a Burger King. Now, the national championship team, the Clemson Tigers, was invited to the White House for a presidential dinner. One would expect, you know, a candlelight dinner with steak and lobster, but after all, this is the White House. You know, we think that this is the White House, but apparently the White House didn't have a full kitchen staff due to the government shutdown, and the Clemson Tigers were served what Donald Trump described as great American food, including Domino's Pizza, Wendy's, McDonald's, and Burger King burgers and fries. Mia, you just won the championship.
Yes, thank you.
You've been invited to the White House.
I have.
You're thinking about all of the great finer foods that you have never tasted in your life, and here you are given some chicken nuggets. Well, I don't know. You like chicken nuggets.
Yeah, I was thinking, I like chicken nuggets.
You like chicken nuggets. I don't know. You were given a Big Mac on a silver plate. What's going through your mind? What do you think they thought?
Listen, man, I feel like some of y'all gonna be mad at me. Cause honestly, even though it was unexpected, I don't think I really would be tripping.
Are you serious?
I don't think so. Cause honestly, like you said, I like chicken nuggets. I love a good French fry. Burgers are always, you know, the way to go. I don't think it would be that. It wouldn't be that bad. Unexpected, yes, but you know, I wouldn't be tripping.
This is what I'm thinking. Okay, so we just made a huge accomplishment. We put on for our city. We won for our city. And usually, when you win something that big and you're invited to the White House, this is something that this is like a lifetime opportunity. Not everybody gets a chance to eat and dine with the president. But then you're getting served something that you could have easily went down the street from your house to order yourself.
But it's on a silver platter.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't want to eat my Big Mac on China.
That's what I'm saying, though.
This is what I'm saying. The Obamas would never.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
He would never. And the thing was is that.
But it's the shutdown right now, so he kind of had to make do with what he did. Now, you listen, it's not often that I vouch for the president. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, he kind of had to deal with what he was.
You could have thought they were low on staff. You could have thought of a nacho bar. You could have thought about a seafood platter. You could have thought about other things. But like I said, it is Donald Trump.
I wonder what kind of chicken nuggets they had, though.
All right. So anyway, hashtag we won the championship.
Hashtag we deserve to eat good, bro.
Hashtag we wanted shrimp and steak.
Hashtag not a Wendy's fo fo fo.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag the ticket thief. A man allegedly stole his roommate's winning scratch-off lottery ticket. And when he tried to cash it in, he learned that it actually wasn't $10,000, but rather $10 million. Now, Al Dool's roommate purchased a scratch-off for $30 in December, and he thought he had won $10,000. When he went home and he told his roommates that he was going to head out and cash in his lottery ticket the next day in Sacramento, California. Now, the police were there to tell, you know, the roommate that his ticket was actually had been altered and he could no longer use it. So therefore, you know, the roommate, he took his ticket home, and therefore Abdul saw the ticket laying around and then he picked it up to see and go cash it. So therefore, he learned when he was going to go cash in the ticket, not only that it was not his ticket, but also if it was, he would have won $10 million rather than $10,000. Now, listen, man, this is my main reason to why I feel like you can't trust anybody. Here you are, you got your ticket, you're telling your friends, you're excited, and what you didn't know was that Abdul, your roommate, went to go cash in the big bucks, and it happened to be $10 million.
Yeah, we're not friends no more.
No. Mm-mm. No, I'm not even going to bail you out with the money Mm-mm. that I make.
Mm-mm.
But my thing is who leaves laying around a lottery ticket? I don't know who to be mad at more. You can't leave around your lottery ticket or for him for stealing it.
Or the fact that you didn't even sign the back of your lottery ticket. Everybody that plays the lottery knows that that's just lottery basics, lottery fundamentals. The moment you get your lottery ticket, because you never really know, you need to sign the back of your ticket so that in any case that happens, you still have ownership over that ticket because you signed it.
And now imagine how Abdul feels. Not only are you in jail, but now you out of $10 million.
Man.
That's just you, man.
Was a friendship worth it?
Was it worth it? Is he really your friend? Think about it. Hashtag, I'm headed out, bro.
Hashtag, I thought we were going to kick it.
Hashtag, nah, I got plans.
Hashtag, okay, but why you holding my ticket?
Hashtag, too many hashtags. And listen, we're giving you hashtag, too many hashtags. That's right, all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Hashtag, the booty bus. According to Daily Mail, hundreds of commuters in London, Berlin, and Prague stripped off their trousers to take a half-naked trip for the annual No Trousers on the Tube ride. Apparently, there is a worldwide event called the No Pants Subway Ride, which actually began in New York in 2002 and has since spread to more than 60 cities across the globe. So men, women, and children, even the kids, will be seen walking around in drawers. So don't be surprised because your girls Eminem told you. Mia, what would you think
okay.
if you saw somebody, a grandma rather, and her bloomers?
Listen.
One
is cold.
That's
so,
true.
And two, that's nasty. So not only do you stink, but two, you're going to get hypothermia.
But not only that, don't forget, we're on a subway.
And that's what I'm saying. And then also, you know, when you sit down on certain places, the surface is cold. Like, is this really a day worth celebrating? Like, come on now. We kind of got to, like, weigh out the pros and cons, what's worth it and what's not. And you really feel like participating. People don't celebrate Christmas. People don't participate in certain other holidays, but yet you felt like this was worth celebrating? Mm. Like what?
But that just proves that there's holidays for everything. There's Lima
everything.
Bean Day, National Lima Bean Day, National Donut Day, there are National Left-Handers Day. There are days for everything. But this one, I feel like because we're in the culture of Me Too movement and sexual harassment.
It's enough for me, dog.
Yeah, I just feel like that's just a little too much.
I'd rather have pants than be sorry.
Yeah, I definitely would too. Mm-hmm. Hashtag people riding the bus.
Hashtag with shirts and drawers.
Hashtag will you be riding the bus that day?
Hashtag heck no.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Here's the last one for you guys. Hashtag a wild prom. A Miami high school is now catching heat for their May prom last year for having a jungle-themed prom decorations that include a live caged Tiger. Now, Christopher Columbus High School, a private Catholic school for boys, was held, had its prom in May last year. And now videos are now resurfacing of the tiger being held in the cage. And of course, you know, people, how people feel. There are certain animal lovers who feel a certain way about animals being in cages and being only held for certain entertainment. So therefore, the videos have now resurfaced to the public, and now they're trying to charge, you know, the school and also the students, the prom committee, for even having the tiger there in the first place. But apparently, the tiger wasn't the only animal at the prom. Apparently, the entertainment company hired a lemur, a parrot, and a fox. So, I mean, he had some buddies with him. But, I mean, I was thinking to myself, who should we really, who should we blame? Should we blame the school staff for letting them happen? Or should we blame the students?
I think the school staff. Because, I mean, kids, young adults, teenagers, we have some crazy ideas. And we want to make sure that the party that we're planning is going to be the best party. You know, it's a lituation, it's a movie. We made sure that we did what we could to make sure that we gave the best party possible. I think the school board should have been like, yeah, we're not going to do that.
Because whatever idea a school or like the student board has, it has to go through the you know, the staff.
Right.
You know, it has to go through the principal, you know, assistant principal, whoever it may be. So therefore, someone had to approve of this. And whoever did needs to be fired, apparently. Now, thank God no one was hurt. But I mean, still, imagine walking into a prom seeing a tiger.
Yeah.
Like, I'm walking out. Like, we're just going to have, I will just see y'all at the after party.
What do you do in that?
What do you do?
What do you do?
I personally, it couldn't be me, Lord. It honestly really couldn't be me. Hashtag, prom was amazing.
Hashtag, and now it's a wrap.
Hashtag, hey, where'd the tiger go?
Hashtag, he's not in his cage. Oh, crap.
Hashtag too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag too many hashtags. Listen, tune in next week. We'll give you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
Four against five recording artists. Ty Brazzle's going to be kicking it with us on Eminem Live Radio. But right here, right now, I feel like a little AHA gazelle, Mia.
Yeah, we got to. Listen, man, we got to show some love to AHA. I don't know if you saw, Misa, but AHA is done with social media in 2019.
What?
Yes, taking a full social media break. Now, while his accounts are still going to be activated, like, okay, you know, someone's going to work his accounts, he just says he's taking a break, enjoying life right now. And I can commend him for that.
Yeah, it takes a lot of maturity to take that step.
It really does. So, you know what? We're going to show some AHA some love right now. Here is Yippee by AHA Gazelle. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to your girls on, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
Chill, bro.
Even on the sideline, every single time out, I was trying to figure out the game. I didn't mind, even if it wasn't mine, it would only be more when my time finally came. I cried, but at least it didn't die. Ain't no one apologize, I just readjusted to the pain. I realized, even with a coupon, I can never buy time, regardless of the money I made. A loud mouth, try to turn my flame down. Tell me why people always try to take advantage, cause I'm safe. A seatbelt on while I'm riding around. People trying to orchestrate an accident to take me out the game. The only thing that I can hear is blah blah. I don't let my winning down when someone tries to tell me that I can't. And if you're down, I'ma let you inside. Yippee, yippee, yeah, yeah. Yippee, yippee, yokai, yay. Take me away, I ain't Kevin Gates. I get tired like a lace, trying to steal my joy. But I don't know how much more I can take. I don't have time for beef, I got way too much to stay. I learn how to levitate. When the levee breaks, I hesitate. When I see red flags like I'm Federate, they can tell I'm different by the way that I put on for my state. They like, where you from? And I say, from a different mind state. I'm like, who are you? And what you here for? Where were you when I was on my own? That's the opposite of Rento. Playing games was never the intention. But what do you, Nintendo? Jesus didn't die for us to sin, though. I took all my feelings that were floating in my mental. And I'm burning on the disc and got it popping like a pimple. So you can hate me, but you done made me. But make sure you pay me so I can buy a vowel like AEI. Still grind, even on the sideline. Every single time out, I was trying to figure out the game. I didn't mind, even if it wasn't mine, it would only mean more when my time finally came. I cried, but at least it didn't die. Ain't no one apologize, I just readjusted to the pain. I realized, even with a coupon, I can never buy time, regardless of the money I made. A loud mouth, try to turn my flame down. Tell me why people always try to take advantage, cause I'm safe. A seatbelt on while I'm riding around. People trying to orchestrate an accident to take me out the game. The only thing that I can hear is blah blah. I don't let my winning down when someone tries to tell me that I can't. And if you're down, I'ma let you inside. Yippee, yippee, yeah, yeah. Yippee, yippee, yokai, yeah. Oh,
Hurry up, man, come on. Wait, go back. There it is.
Yeah. Woo. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up, bump the speakers loud.
Get ready.
It's about to go down right now. On the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth, turning up for life. On the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth, turning up for Christ. This is Eminem.
Welcome back to the number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. That was Aha Gazelle with Yippee.
And we got more great music where that came from, so make sure you keep it where you got it right here with your girls on Eminem Live Radio. But listen, man, you guys already know what I'm about to say. You already know what I'm about to say. Make sure you are subscribed to our Eminem Live Radio podcast.
Do it.
On iTunes, Google Play Music, or iHeartRadio. And listen, man, because I got some beef. It's more like loving beef. From a family member, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
Because Misa and I, we were talking off the air, and we were just saying how, man, we know what we see every week where everyone's listening in from the show. We get new listeners every week from so many different places, and our numbers have been growing and growing, which we really appreciate. But listen, man, we want to be able to know who is listening from where. We want to be able to know, you know, these. We know the numbers are real, but we want to be able to see and know that you guys are listening to the show. So therefore, we want you guys to screenshot you listening to Eminem Live Radio, whether you're listening to it on your phone, take a picture of you listening to it on your laptop, if you're chilling with your friends. Just take a picture and DM it to us, whether it's on Twitter or on Instagram at MM Live Radio. We just want to know so we can love you. We want
to
love
you. Yeah, like we get a chance to check out our statistics and our logistics. On the podcasting platform system that we use.
Right.
And we see that we have listeners in places like Colombia, New Zealand, Spain.
And even growing in places like, you know, in Canada, in Texas, in Delaware. Like we can see you guys.
Show yourselves.
Can the real you stand up? We just want to love you, man. So therefore, man, we just want you guys to just post about it. DM it to us on Eminem Live Radio. We'll put it on our story and let you know that we see you and that we appreciate the love.
Of course. Stay tuned, you guys, because we've got so much more. We got it. Like we said, we have 4 Against 5 recording artists. Ty Brazzle stopping by a little bit later on. So make sure you are staying up to date on absolutely everything your girls have got going on by following us at MM Live Radio on Instagram and Twitter and Eminem Live Radio on Facebook to stay connected. But listen, calling all up-and-coming artists, this is for YOU. If you are looking to get your music career off the ground but can't figure out where to start, check out Mr. Kelly Cole's Access Granted Indie Artist Blueprint. Created by the manager that successfully manages the career of Goatee Records recording artist Aaron Cole, this blueprint provides all the ins and outs of the music industry. That also includes the expertise from knowledgeable resources from tour managers, producers, record executives, and so many more industry experts. This is all and has all the answers to the beginning of your career, all for $197. And for more information, head on over to primetime-marketing.com/access granted. And one more time, head on over to primetime-marketing.com/access granted.
So we said this, man, all indie artists is the perfect tool for you guys to get your career started. So go ahead and jumpstart on that. Access Granted has everything you're going to need.
Most definitely. But, man, we got a good conversation going up. Now, listen, I got to let you guys know, a lot has been going on in the government, and it's all centered around this right here. I actually saw this story that inspired Eminem Live Radio's question for today, and I got to go ahead and read it to you. So, of course, everyone that has government jobs during the government shutdown are being affected. Mm-hmm. Their pay is being affected, which is an absolutely horrible thing because, of course, when you're expecting a check on Friday, you're not going to get it while the government is shut down. I read the story that those that work in the airport, specifically TSA, which is also included as a government job, a lot of people have been calling in sick. But then again, there's a lot of people that still are trying to come to work and try to, you know, do the right thing, walk the straight and narrow, because eventually they are going to get paid after the government is, I guess, opened up, if you will.
Yeah.
But TSA in a airport, JFK Airport in New York, the TSA decided, you know what, I am going to come to work. However, I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And they decided to play Travis Scott and Drake's Sicko Mode over the loudspeaker, playing over the entire airport. And a lot of people were feeling some type of way because they were playing the uncensored version that played all types of cuss words and whatnot. So, of course, we're asking this question right here. Go ahead and give it to him, Mia.
All right, so here it is. It says, while the government is shut down, people with government jobs are not receiving pay. But once the shutdown ends, they will be compensated for the times that they work. Knowing that you will be paid for the time you work during the government shutdown, once it's over, if you had a government job right now, would you call in sick or do the bare minimum while working? Now, we asked you guys on social media, and you guys definitely had an opinion on this government shutdown, and put yourself in those people's shoes and that are in this position right now. So therefore, we're going to read some of our favorite comments we got over on Instagram.
On I to the G. Shout out to everybody who decided to comment on IG. Love Work Studio said, I would work a job that can pay me right now until the shutdown ends. And at Tanya Joy _, this person says, I'd still work, but I'd come in whenever and do the bare minimum. Thank you guys so much. Everybody who decided to comment on this week's question, thank you guys for comments. And if you still wish to join the conversation, all you have to do is head on over to our social media sites to comment and give us your 2 cents on the question. Be sure to tag us at MM Live Radio on Instagram and Twitter, or M&M Live Radio on Facebook. But keep it where you got it, because your girls are going to give our opinions on the conversation. But right here, right now, we have got the moment you all have been waiting for, the 1 minute inspiration. Of course, we try to keep everything inspired, everything motivational, everything just, you know, keeping it on the up and up. And right here, right now, we're going to give you 60 seconds of 1 minute inspiration.
Amen. It's 2019 and we have no time to waste. Let me tell you something. This year is going to be like last year. Nope, it's not. This year is going to be unlike any year you've ever had. Why? Because you're about to unleash a whole different side of you that you've never seen before and didn't even know that you had. So you know what that means. This year, you got to secure the bag and get in your bag. Now listen, because I'm going to break it down for you. I'm not talking about money here, okay? I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about zoning in on the bigger things of life. So then you can, of course, live your best life. For instance, you gotta secure your identity bag so then you can get in your purpose bag. You gotta secure your forgiveness bag so then you can get in your peace bag. You gotta secure your confidence bag so then you can get in your I know who I am and I don't care what anybody got to say about it bag. You see where I'm going with this? And listen, these aren't just some thrifty, good for nothing, non-beneficial bags, okay? I'm talking about these are luxurious, expensive, worth having, must need bags. You're going to be so in your bag. You're going to be out here looking like a Louis Vuitton satchel. You feel me? So this year, unleash the very thing that you need in 2019 and give yourself the life that you need to succeed.
There you have it, your 1 minute inspiration. Be in your bag. Get out that grocery bag, man.
Get out your grocery bag. What kind of bag is that?
We're trying to be on the up and up. We're trying to come up in this world. Get in your bag, as Mia would say, for your 1 minute inspiration. And of course, we always try to bring a different aspect to M&M Live Radio, especially on social media. So everything that you're hearing on the air when it comes to 1 minute inspiration, we're bringing it to you visually on our social media platform.
But listen, real quick, man, I hope you guys enjoyed your 116 day that just recently happened. And listen, Reach Records had a big announcement, probably the biggest announcement they've had in a while, man. Every artist on Reach Records is going to go on tour called the Unashamed Forever Tour.
Ooh, man, Mia, that's going to be a heavy one.
Listen, tickets sales are about to go through the roof, and they're going to be announced very, very soon. So listen, y'all be like us. We're going to be on the lookout for all of those. But listen, let's go ahead and show some 116 love right now. Here's the whole clique themselves with Lightwork. Then after that, we got Ty Brazzle coming on the air on M&M Live Radio. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know.
It's M&M Live Radio.
Yeah, it's just something like I looked at my life and I looked at my wife like I did something right. Look, I'm not switching my price. Baby, I know what I'm worth. I be like, thank God it's Monday. I get to get back to work. Hey, shine like gold. They don't want story, man. They want the soundbite. I'm like, no. Look around like they see you on the mountain. They don't see you on the climb. Right, me and all of mine in the power line. Look at this and what you find. Right,
shimmer, lights, flicker, all this light, let it shimmer. I had a glow up, I had a show up. I got the light now, check out my glow up. Right, shimmer, lights, flicker, all this light, let it shimmer. I had a glow up, I
up and they wiped up. Most of these folk hyped up.
I'm in the bag for show. I got a stack of a bag to throw. Hop in the bag for show. Reach back in the stack for more.
Lace, flicker. Gotta make sure that they with you. Better go look at the picture. Better go look at the prescription. I'm in the field. When I get down, I'm taking a kneel. Yeah, I'm in the field like fire drills. I know they loving the thrill. Yeah.
Right, shimmer. Lace, flicker. All this. Lace, shimmer. I had a glow up. I got the light now, check out my glow up.
Light bright like it's Friday night. Might kneel like I'm capping it. Line of sight like a sodomized. Real fake with no asterisk. Light bare like the Mercedes. Messenger since the first day. In a white tux cause I stand out. All alone like Thursday. I got buzz like ether. Throwback hits like beepers. Keep up, I might leave ya. Team way up like Tiba. They taking shots like they had to buy. Shot like a rocket, we blasting off. That's just the aftershock. Back out the grave like I'm Lazarus.
Back out the grave like a king. I had to show him the ink. You couldn't mess up the team. All of my homies, they gleam. Take a photo while my homies never solo. I've been leaning like the cholo. Light and seasoning, I double roll.
Right, shimmer, lights, flicker. All this, light, let it shimmer. I had a glow up, I had a show up. I got the light now, check out my glow up.
They can't stop that light, man, it's way too bright. 116 for life, on my squad I ride. Jesus by my side, got nothing to hide. We still on the shame, we still about that life.
New morning mercy, I swim in that. Lot of the world, yeah, I give them that. I give up my life and I get it back. The whole squad here, but you figure that. My partners was pushing the lean, yeah. So I was pushing the king, yeah. They sipping act, so I had to act. I'm shining my light on the scene, yeah.
Right, shimmer, lights, flicker, artists, light. Let it shimmer. I had a glow up. I had a show up. I got the light now. Check out my glow up.
Side. It's that flicker side. That gorgeous glow up without a lick of pride. Our power solar, bro, take a look inside. Toast, we live in elixir cause we the vicar's bride. Quicker side, I came to bang. We came awake, still darkness, target still aim away. This on my night, hit radio, but we radiate. That beam will run out of steam till we stand face to face. So go shine, little homie. Go shine, young lady. Go shine, little homie. Go shine, young lady.
Back with your girls, Misa and Mia from, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio, and it's the moment you all have been waiting for.
That's right, Misa. His spectacular creative energy is hands down evolving music to have a purpose and to give the world hope. With gold in his soul, this artist is making his imprint on hip-hop through his impactful messages in his music and also through his way of life. Side B to his new album, Destined for Greatness, is out now, and we're going to talk to the mastermind behind the music right now. We want to welcome Four Against Five artist Ty Brazzle back to the show. What's good, Ty?
Yo, how's it going?
Listen, everything's good. Listen, we're so glad to have you back on the show. Thank you so much for taking the time to hang out with us here on Eminem Live Radio.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back. Thanks for having me.
Of course, of course. Now, we got Ty Brazzle on the air with us, a.k.a. Young Ty Man, a.k.a. Young T, a.k.a. Young T the Evangelist. But listen, Ty, folks are wondering what your first name really is. So before you tell us, we came up with some predictions.
We have some predictions.
Yeah, we got Tyrese Brazzle, Tyrone Brazzle, Tyshawn Brazzle, or just Tyler Brazzle.
So set the record straight, Ty. What is your first name, man? Not your rapper name, but your real name. What's your government name, bro?
It's actually Tyleroniosity.
Oh, what? Man, meet me so. We were close. We were close.
No, I was going to ask you.
It's actually Tyler. Tyler Brown.
Okay. So we got the last one. I'm not going to lie. I was banking on Tyrone.
I was breaking on Tyshawn. I just knew it was Tyshawn. So listen, now before we get into side B, Tyler, listen, Ty, we know you're currently touring with Winter Jam, which is the largest Christian music touring show in the world. The tour just started, and you're performing in arenas in front of thousands of people. Like, I can just imagine where your mind is on the first night of Winter Jam. Like, what was going through your mind? Like, walk us through it. Were you nervous? Were you, what were you feeling?
I was definitely nervous, and my label, a good bit of people from my label were there too, so that just kind of made it worse. But you know, once I got on the stage, I don't know, usually like once I get on the stage, I can just zone out. And so for me, like once I got on, I just kind of got in my zone and just kind of had fun with it and just saw it as an opportunity to speak to the people in the crowd. And so you know, ever since, like it just get every show, it gets better, more smooth. And, you know, I'm really able to get, you know, more used to it. So it's not as bad.
Well, listen, we know when we saw that they announced that you were going to be on the tour, we just knew it was going to be a perfect fit. So we're so proud that you're able to, you know, have this opportunity, tour all over, you know, the U.S., being able to, you know, speak to thousands. But listen, I got to tell you, so after talking to you at the Greatness Tour, when you came to Atlanta and you were telling us about Side B and how excited you were for it to drop, we've been anticipating it ever since. And now that it's finally out, it was definitely worth the wait. This is the perfect continuation of Side A. I love listening to the project in its entirety, hearing both sides back to back. But what made you want to split up the album into two sides?
Thank you. Well, my original goal was to, you know, try to give each side its due justice, I guess, because if I just released, you know, 14 or 18 songs all at once, I just feel like there would be a lot of songs that would go under the radar. And so when I dropped Side A, you know, it was just 7 tracks. And so we really had a chance to single out as many songs as we wanted to. I think we did 5 videos to the first 7 tracks. And so for me, it was more so about giving as many songs as possible the opportunity to flourish and get their own time. And so it actually worked out pretty well because now people are more familiar with more songs on the album. So it really gave us a chance to work them as singles more than anything. So that was the main goal with that.
Man, that's good. And I always feel like the artist knows what's best for their own project. Even though there's two sides of the project, Ty, the title of the entire album is Destined for Greatness. And what inspired the title?
I always tell people that, you know, I feel like once I realized that I was destined or had a destiny to do great things, that it changed my perspective on life, and it changed the way that I approach things. It changed the way that I acted and that I carried myself. And so for me, I've always felt not only that myself, but everybody made in the image of God is destined to do great things and to be great. And so I just wanted to communicate that message as best as possible to my listeners.
I think that's great because I feel like not only through like your music and the things that you, like the music you put out, I can tell that that's just like a brand that you wear without just even saying. And then even with that being your brand, it really conveys to other people that they're destined for greatness. So not only do you see it through your walk of life, but yet it encourages other people that this can be for you too as well. So it reads through music, through your walk of life, like all across the board. Now listen, guys.
I'm actually feeling Ty the Great. Another nickname coming on.
Oh, Misa. We got to add that to Ty Rossinonius, like he right, said
exactly.
Before. But listen, guys, your girls, Eminem, are hanging out with Young T, Young Ty Man. That's right. 4 Against 5 artist Ty Brazzle. And we're talking about Side B to his project Destined for Greatness. Now, Ty, when I saw the track list for songs, I was excited to, you know, hear everything from Side B. But when I saw Praying Hands 2, I was like, I've never heard of a sequel to a song. So I was really excited to hear it. Then when I heard it, I'm like, okay, this is fire. This is amazing to, you know, a perfect sequel for Praying Hands. But then now we got to talk about this music video, though. Like, you know, when I first watched it, I was like, Ty is an actor. Like, he is like, I felt like I was in the scene of that movie Taken or something like that. You got stunts, action, the storyline. It's all insane. If you have not seen it, man, you guys gotta go watch it. So what was it like filming for Praying Hands 2, the music video?
Thank you. Well, it was exciting. It was fun to be. We filmed that in Miami with a really awesome director, a guy named Sam Brave, and he wrote, when he heard the song, he said that he envisioned a action movie. And so, I was like, man, let's do it. I can do whatever you need me to do. And so he wrote out the script and sent it to us, and we kind of adjusted it. And, once we got there, it was just good. It was really a team effort. We had a stunt coordinator who he taught me all those moves on the spot. He was coming up with them as we go. And, the stunt actors, they killed it. Every actor that was in it, they killed it.
Yeah.
And, even the crew, everybody on the scene just did their part. And it was a real team effort. And it turned out, the way it turned out, obviously, was really fun and exciting. And it was also it turned out to be really artistic. So I was excited about that because I love to push the envelope and innovate artistically. So that was definitely a fun video for me, for sure.
Man, and that's a great thing. And the fact that you guys were just doing so well in the video, you guys have been killing it then. And let me tell you something, Ty, you've been killing it even before we even got a chance to meet you. Now, the first time we actually had Ty on the show was right after we met him. He just released his EP, 1994 Until. He was in the beginning stages of his career, and but he always had the same grind that he has now. And now, Ty went from performing in front of a small crowd to headlining his own tour this year, or even last year, with the Greatness Tour, to now being featured in Winter Jam. Man, if that's not grind time, I don't know what is. But now, looking back, 2018 was a big year for you, and being signed to 4 Against 5, Dove Award noms, and how do you feel about everything that's happened, knowing where you started?
Well, it's just, I don't know, I guess to me, it's just like seeing God's hand in the whole process, and really being able to take it step by step. Like me and my mentor were talking the other day, and he was just saying, how God won't give you more than you can handle.
Yeah.
And so I feel like, throughout my career, God really just allowed me to take it step by step and allow my mental state and my spirit and all to grow at the pace at which my career was growing, so that it wouldn't become too overwhelming. Even though in the beginning I thought I wanted it all at once, but it ended up, God knew what was best for me. And so, but it's been exciting to, because I remember the first tour I ever did was with Aaron Cole, and we were performing for 10-15 youth students in these different youth groups. We were just driving places. And then I toured with, the next tour was with Thizzle. It just went up maybe a couple hundred people. I opened on both, and then I ended up opening for KB and Trip Lee on the home team tour, which was bigger. It's maybe 500-600 people a night. And then I ended up doing my headline tour, which was, I was no longer opening, but we were back down to doing, 75 to 150 people. And so just seeing the process, and now to being on this tour, being able to be a part of these massive crowds, is just expanding the influence, expanding the reach and the audience who are able to hear the music. And so for me, it's exciting because, for me, it's all about the music and being able to connect, to be able to impact with the music. So to increase the audience is really the dopest part for me. So I'm excited about having that opportunity to grow the base of people who get to be encouraged by the music.
Yeah, I've always thought that everything is a setup for a come up. So to see you even come up, like when we saw you guys with you and Aaron Cole for the Elevate Tour, when you guys first did that tour, and then to see you grow every single step of the way, it's definitely been worth it, because everything was set you up to come up for the next big thing to happen, and then here you are now in arenas doing your thing, and it all soon made sense for everything you ever walked through. Now, I feel like Destined for Greatness is, I want to say the perfect album for the new year, but I feel like it's just the perfect album to hear a perspective of life. Like, you know what I'm saying? To how you should view yourself, see how God views you, this, that, and the third. So, and if you heard side A, you guys got to hear side B. Now, Ty, tell everyone who's listening, let everyone know what you hope they get out of side B from Destined to Greatness, the album.
I would say I really want people to experience, obviously, the story and really be able to not just hear what I'm saying, but really feel the emotion that I'm communicating in my story, the highs, the lows, the darkness, the dark times, the light, the prevail, the perseverance. And hopefully, ultimately, to be able to take my story and the things that happened and apply it to their story, and really be able to understand that they have a purpose and that they are destined for greatness. And so I really want to be able to connect on a deeper level, on the soul level, and really be able to inspire, to ignite people to walk in their purpose. Yeah. And in their, and also to give them some dope music to vibe to, whatever mood they may be in. I try to put a song on there for just about any mood that you're in. So hopefully I'll be able to connect and just, it'll last for a lifetime. That's the goal.
That's what I'm talking about. Listen, you guys, this is everything that you can get out of Side B. First off, make sure you listen to Side A, but you have to make sure you are catching Side B. It's for all moods. You can vibe out to it, man, but also understand that you are destined for greatness. Thanks again for hanging out with us here on the show, Ty. But before you go, give everyone your social media so that they can stay connected with you.
Yeah, so you can find me in everywhere where social media is prevalent, and it's just TY_BRASEL. That's Ty_Brazel,
Guys, make sure you're following Ty on all social media, and also go get Side B of Destined for Greatness. Matter of fact, just get the whole album, man. Again, it's called Destined for Greatness, and it's sold everywhere digitally.
Ty, it's so dope seeing your growth, your grind, and we're so proud of you, and we've got nothing but love for you, bro. Of course.
Oh, I love it. Thank y'all for having me.
Of course, of course. And always know that we've got, or you've got, our support here on Eminem Live Radio. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Awesome.
Now, to all of our listeners out there, don't go anywhere, because you're about to hear music from Ty Brazel himself right here, right now.
That's right. Here's Greatness by Ty Brazel from Side B of his new album, Destined for Greatness. Listen to this one, and we'll be right back. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
Yeah, look, I put my heart and soul. Stressing to make ends meet. 24 hours, no sleep at 23. That can't be healthy. Feel like 22 revolver aimed at me aimlessly. Running from the bullet of fading dreams. Can't get caught in complacency. I became a man before 21. Faced with the trauma and obstacles that life had brought, I decided to put my story on wax like a phoenix sun. My heart sung melodies and monotone to monetize the microphone. So 20 engineered my first mixtape. I was 19, working 7 double shift days. 18 months prior, I was listening to professor lecture me about my ADD. Said you need to get inspired or see an advisor. Quit. All the while I conspired to make 17 songs with the greatest 16s on it. Yeah, that'll make me rich. $15 to your name, make you dream big. Turn 14, grandma said, you gon' be special. I'm gon' watch you on this TV screen from my living room with Papa. You best believe it to me to ruin my destiny. See, I just wanted to get money with my brethren one way or the next one, yeah. We saw laws like Jason on Friday the 13th, running from 12 in my Jordan 11. Jump fences like hurdles stepping, yes, man. I was just young and misled. I needed a man to show me how to be a man and stand on all 10. Toes lead me to the promised land, cause the devil, he want my soul, and deception glisten like gold. And 9 times out of 9, I'm tempted to twist the eighth into 8 swishers and take pills instead. Try to numb the pain away from the feeling that we feel today. It get real when
change. My heart can only take so much. On the road to greatness, it's roadblocks, detours, and speed bumps. I thought the first time I crashed, I was gonna die young. But from the seventh heaven, I heard voices like angels. They said, don't quit, the journey's only begun. Greatness, yeah. Greatness, yeah. Gotta stay patient, gotta keep praying. Back to the basics, stick to the plan, yeah. Greatness, yeah. Greatness, yeah. Greatness, whoa. Gotta stay patient, gotta keep praying. Back to the basics, stick to the plan, yeah. Greatness, yeah. On the sixth day, God said, let there be man and woman. He saw it, said it was good, and said, I got plans for you. Great ones, daughters and sons. I'll teach you how to make 5 loaves from the breadcrumbs. When it looked like nothing, he turned impossible possible. From broken homes and hospitals, from project zones and prodigals, I promise, look, life will beat you down to all four. But this the final thing I gotta say to you and yours. Look, in 3 days, risen came the King of Glory. If God can bring life from the dead, then rest assured, look, it's two sides to the story, and this where kingdom come. I wrote this song to tell you that you the one. You destined for greatness.
My name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, and we are going in.
Going in. And
as always here in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in. That was Young Ty Man, Tyler, Ty Brazzle himself with Greatness.
Listen, man, make sure you guys go get that new album out right now, Destined for Greatness by Ty Brazzle. But listen, man, we got to go ahead and get back to this week's conversation.
Let's do it.
All centered around the government shutdown. So much is happening right now. So therefore, we made this week's conversation centered around this. So while the government is shut down, people with government jobs are not receiving pay. But once the shutdown ends, they will be compensated for the time they worked. Knowing that you will be paid for the time you worked during the government shutdown once it's over, if you had a government job right now, would you call in sick or do the bare minimum while working? We got so many comments on social media. Huge shout out to you guys that commented. Now we're going to read some more of our favorite comments we got over on Instagram.
On Instagram, TulaRocks11, this person says, girl, I would totally work, and once the shutdown is done and over with, the government better pay me my hours that I would totally work. No games being played. I know that's right. At Kingdom 24, this person says, it would honestly depend on my situation. I'd work most days if I live close enough to work to be able to afford to go in each day and only use the sick days if I was financially unable to work, i.e. groceries and bills start to factor in more than the cost of gas to get to work each day. I understand that.
I understand that. Listen, that's all the comments we're going to read this show. If you still want to go ahead and comment, go ahead and do so. But of course, you guys know, you got to get your girls' opinions on the question. So we are in the longest shutdown out there, I think, in the history.
In history.
In, you know, U.S. history. So, you know, a lot of people, they're people who are working government jobs now, they're no longer being paid. But of course, you know, when the shutdown ends, they'll be compensated for the times that they worked. So, Misa, if you were working a government job right now, would you know you'd call in sick, make an excuse to not come in, or would you, you know, just go to work and do the bare minimum?
I think I would go to work and do the bare minimum. Only because I know that I'm eventually going to get paid. And honestly and responsibly, I know that if I was in a situation in which I had kids I had to pay for, obviously I have bills, obviously I have other financial responsibilities and obligations, I have to keep moving. I have to keep shaking, okay? Even though I'm not depending on the government, you never know. Maybe that could be an opportunity for you to show yourself and your commitment to your manager, to your superior. And then, like, look, even in the midst of the government shutting down, you still showed up. It pays to show up, and it pays to keep on doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Okay, now hear me out. I am very torn, because at first I was going to say call in sick, because I mean, there's no point in me going and not showing up.
Right.
But therefore, I thought, okay, I don't want for my boss to be like, okay, here's your check. My check's less than everybody else's. And be like, well, oh, you didn't come in these days.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But then also, I don't want to go to my job. I feel like that's not a bone in me. I can't, knowing that we have all these lines, of course, we live in Atlanta, so that's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. I heard their lines have been crazy.
Exactly.
The longest, longer than anything they've ever seen. But I can't go to my job knowing that people need to get to where they need to be and just sit there and do the bare minimum. You know, that's just not someone in me. I can't do that to other people who are trying to get to their flights.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I honestly genuinely feel torn. At first, I was going to say just do the not show up at work
at all.
And it's really sad because a lot of people are in this very predicament.
I know.
You know, like, they're honestly torn because that's what their reality face right now. So, I mean, it's really unfortunate that, you know, a lot of people that are work government jobs, that a lot of people say, oh, those are great jobs, are suffering because of the whole wall situation and the president and his decisions and whatnot. So I feel like if there's any outlet out there that are trying to do something towards helping people with government jobs, and you're just sitting by the wayside and you're not really quite sure of what to do or how to help, just do some research. Because every help helps, basically.
Because that's what Misa and I were talking about off the air. We were like, something needs to be done, but what can we do? Like, everyone's talking about it and all those types of things, but if there was something that we could do to help these people and their families, like, what could possibly be done?
Yeah, that's true. So, I mean, I know that it's easier said than done. We're still praying for the government. We're praying for a lot of people that are being heavily affected. I heard that one person was selling their car.
Wow.
Just to get food on the table. So, you know, we have a long ways to go, you guys. So any way that you can help, make sure you help. And we're still praying for this country.
And listen, tweet us at M&M Live Radio. Let us know, what are some good ideas you think that we could help for those people who are having government jobs during this government shutdown? And let us know what you think about this week's conversation. Go ahead up on our social media and let us know. Give us your thoughts and opinions all across the board. But listen, man, we got to get back to some more music. Next week, we're talking love and relationships. And listen, I love this song. It's like the perfect love song for me.
Yeah.
I love like hearing duos. So, you know, here's Photo Bomb. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to. You already know.
It's M&M Live Radio.
God knew what he was doing when he made you. He knew it when he named you. He put you in a picture with all my love, and he told me where to frame it. All my time and all my love, I want you by my side, and I can't say it enough. And they say you should've known, all of them nights we talking. You gotta go to work in the morning, whenever you're away I'm lonely. Whoa. Say all my time, you ain't gotta fight for it. I can see you in my frame, and that ain't never ever gonna change. So I say you can't go nowhere without me. Just like a photobomb, just like a photobomb, yeah. You better not go nowhere without me. Just like a photobomb, just like a photobomb.
Back with your girls, Misa and Mia, from You Already Know. It's M&M Live Radio.
Yes, tune in to M&M Live Radio next week because the topic is love and relationships, y'all. You already know what's going on. Your girls, M&M, are going to represent the ladies in the conversation, and we're going to bring our male's perspective, Kimo Jones, to hold it down for the fellas.
And like always, we'll have more hashtags, conversation, music, and so much more. So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place, but of course, we got to get the credit where it's due.
You know it. M&M Live Radio is the number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by K.E. to the M.O. Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Renier produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And executive producer, Crystal Evans. And M&M Live Radio is an M&M Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show, but your girls got to get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you will ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right,
turn up, because that is not an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you so much. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia, and you're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know, it's M&M Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah. Woo! Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. M&M got the hottest show around. So turn it up.
Turn it up, turn it up, radio. Turn it up, turn it up. Here we go, here we go. M&M, radio. M&M.
turn it up.